Bishop Isaiah Majok Dao, a general overseer of the Sudan Pentecostal Church, who read the statement on behalf of South Sudan Council of Churches, says there was much jubilation among South Sudanese, both at home and in the diaspora, when South Sudan attained its independence on July 9, 2011. Bishop Dao says many South Sudanese hoped they had finally arrived in the promised land after decades of struggle and selfless sacrifices for an independent country.
We expected a new ray of hope, optimism, and reign of sustainable peace with prosperity. However, those jubilations and celebrations were short-lived, as the nation, in just a span of 2 years, descended into violent conflicts that have devastated all aspects of South Sudanese lives. Painfully, millions of our citizens who were hopeful and jubilant on this day 10 years ago were suddenly impoverished, made homeless, and reduced to extreme dependence on humanitarian assistance.
Dao says South Sudanese are marking 10 years of independence with pain in their hearts because there is little to celebrate.
Our hearts continue to groan with pain, anguish, turmoil, despair, and misery as lives are lost every day in every corner of our country. Conflict has become the context in which we are evolving, with rampant proxy intercommunal violence, increasing cases of sexual violence, revenge killings, land grabbing, and child abduction. These protracted conflict, armed conflicts, have not only devastated, destabilized our peace, but have also retarded the socio-economic development of our country. These conflicts have rendered our first 10 years of independence a wasted decade.
Dao says the revitalized peace agreement signed in 2018 was the most viable framework for peace and a beacon of hope for South Sudanese, but the country's leaders have been slow to implement it. He says the inconsistent implementation of the agreement is very worrying and shatters all hope of restoring stability in the country. Bishop Dao says the council is calling on all parties who signed the deal to implement the agreement, embrace peace, cease violence, and resolve differences through peaceful means. He says all citizens and other sectors of society, including civil society organizations and political parties, should work together so that the glimmer of hope people felt 10 years ago can be rekindled.
It must not be a lost or another lost decade. It is an opportunity to rescue our people from imposed destitution and sustain their livelihood. In the second decade, we must stop the self-sabotage of our collective future and prosperity. We must reflect on what went wrong in the first decade after independence, learn from those experiences, and rise to the collective responsibility of this generation to deliver our country from its current predicaments. Never again shall our people be merciless victims of our own hands.
In response to the council calling the last 10 years a wasted decade, Baba Medan, Deputy Minister for Information, urges citizens and institutions not to only focus on the government's weaknesses, but appreciate what the government has achieved.
Before independence, in 2005, South Sudan was not like now. Juba was having only 5 cars, and today there are thousands of vehicles in Juba. Juba was not, there's no good buildings, but now there is towers in Juba and many achievements. You see, we don't always focus on the failure. You also see the achievement, okay? So although there is insecurity in country at that time, but the government achieved a lot of things. And with the peace agreement, I believe we are going to achieve a lot, because now the government is focusing.
Medan says the government has undertaken a number of projects, including building roads, improving the agriculture sector, and implementing the peace process, which he says is a key priority at the moment. He says it is important that everyone works together to achieve lasting peace. Dow is calling on friends from the Global Ecumenical Church Fellowship, the international community and development partners who stood with South Sudan in its struggle for independence, to continue to support the country in its effort to chart a new course of peace and stability that leaves no one behind. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.